Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This month marks the third anniversary of the official end of the economic recession, as defined by the National Bureau of Economic Research.
Despite big uncertainties in the global economy, from Europe to China, Massachusetts continues to show signs of recovery. Unemployment is well below the national average and continuing to improve, and a pair of recent reports suggest the housing market is picking up.
Now comes a report about how the state's nonprofit sector weathered the recession. And the perhaps surprising news is that it managed to expand. On the other hand, many nonprofits remain vulnerable in the long term.
That's according to a new report released today from the Boston Foundation called Passion and Purpose Revisited, Massachusetts Nonprofits and the Last Decade's Financial Roller Coaster. Elizabeth Keating is the lead author, and she joins us now. And Elizabeth Keating, welcome back to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So top line of this report, the nonprofit sector managed to grow, so it survived. But the overall message from this report is that hard times ahead, possibly, right?
That's right. We entered into the economic upswing in 2003 with the sector being very weak. We saw signs of strengthening up to about 2007. And then when the downturn hit, unfortunately, the sector fell back to this very weakened condition that we found it in 2003.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about why that is, but let's define and break down what we mean by the nonprofit sector. I mean, you break the sector down into basically three different groups: grassroots, safety nets, and the big economic engines. Can you explain that?
Right. The grassroots organizations are ones with $250,000 in revenues or less. It's about 80% numerically of the number of organizations operating in Massachusetts. Then we have almost 20% that are the safety net organizations. Many of those provide the key social services that you think of the sector providing. And then the economic engines, which is really just about 220 organizations, are essentially large universities and healthcare organizations, hospitals.
And so what does this report say about these three different groups? I mean, let's talk about this all-important safety net segment of the nonprofits. How does that look in terms of its health?
Right. The safety net sector is really the one that experienced the economic roller coaster. They went into the upswing with 40% of them already reporting deficits year after year, with very little forms of outside financing to keep sustain them. And what we saw during the upswing is, in fact, they did bring in new revenues, but rather than turning and using that for expansion into much-needed staff training or much-needed capital investments, a portion of it went to current services, even in the upswing.
Oh, I see.
They were expanding social services, and some of it then was being saved as operating reserves.
I see.
And then when we go into the downturn, what we see is they're having to go back to those operating reserves they set aside during the downswing and still further expand their services, because demand for their services really had ticked up during the downturn.
So this means that going forward, they could be facing some challenges unless they take steps to sort of shore up their long-term economics, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the things that really benefited the safety net organizations during the downswing was the fact that there was additional federal funding, the ERA funding, to support them. And that's actually how they were able to sustain their operations and expand them to some degree during the downturn. But that funding ended at the end of 2011. And so we look on forward, we're not seeing new revenue streams available for them. We're seeing they're in a very weakened financial position, and it's really unclear how they're going to be able to operate successfully in the next few years.
You mentioned ERA, the Economic Recovery Act, right?
Right.
Just
yes.
Want to explain that to listeners. What about the big, the economic engines, the Harvards, the MITs, the Mass Generals? They represent a very small portion of nonprofits, but they make up, I gather, a vast majority of the nonprofit economy and revenue. They're doing, weathered the recession pretty well, right?
Right. So if you look in terms of revenues, assets, and employment, these economic engines are small numerically, but have a gigantic impact on the sector. And in fact, if you look at that group of organizations, it composes, depending on the point in the economic cycle, about 80% of the revenues and assets of the sector are associated with these economic engine organizations. And they certainly benefited during the upswing. Many of them got some very large contributions, benefited from the stock market. And then in the downturn, yes, they had to cut back their services, but they actually had the financial resources to be able to withstand the recession.
Yeah. Now, is the funding of nonprofits a zero-sum game? And in other words, are the big economic engines, the Harvards, the MGHs, do they actually soak up the money, leaving the grassroots and safety nets high and dry?
No, they don't. So there are three main funding sources for the sector. One of them is program service revenues, and you can think of that as being federal funding, grants and contracts, state funding, as well as for education and healthcare, being paid for the tuition dollars and the healthcare services being paid for by families or being paid for by insurance companies. And so to the degree that those sources of funding are coming in, that's not competing with the safety net organizations or the grassroots. The second form of funding is contribution income, and that really is there. You can see some competitions. People generously often give to their alma mater or to a hospital that provided services to family members, and those dollars could, in fact, instead be going to the safety net or the grassroots organizations. And the last one is is investment income, and to the degree that educational institutions and medical organizations have sufficient funds that they have an endowment and can benefit from the stock market upturn, those monies aren't going to the safety net organizations.
So what are some of the key ways that this report identifies as ways to strengthen the Massachusetts nonprofit sector?
Right. So we have a call to action that's part of the report, and we have three different areas that we focus on. The first one we're calling Assess and Address Community Needs. So one of the things that we're really finding is the sector is resource constrained, and that we need to identify what the critical areas of needs are and have communities really come forward and articulate what those needs are. And so that would be number one. Number two would be to align the program and the funding. So if we've identified where the needs are, let's work to get the resources where the needs are. And so we have the programs in place to address the needs along with the funding. And then the third one is to assure sustainable funding. So what a lot of organizations, grassroots and safety net in particular, live fairly hand to mouth. And so they get many small grants, single year grants, which make it very difficult to put meaningful programs into place and adequately staff them. And so what we need to have is the third part of our call to action is long term funding. To address what we're identifying as these really critical needs.
Well, Elizabeth Keating, thanks so much for coming in and talking about this important subject today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's Elizabeth Keating. She lectures in accounting at Boston University and Boston College. She's the lead author of the Boston Foundation's new report, Passion and Purpose Revisited, Massachusetts Nonprofits and the Last Decade's Financial Roller Coaster. You can find more information at our website, radioboston.org.
Up next, Pulitzer Prize-winning historian David Levering Lewis on the lessons we're still learning from the visionary black scholar W.E.B. Du Bois. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.